It's 8:04. Good morning. I'm Kirsten Kendrick with KNKX News. We have early election results this morning. Washington voters are narrowly saying no to affirmative action. The vote to reject Referendum 88 is leading 51-48%. The measure's still too close to call. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
Referendum 88 asked voters to approve or reject I-1000, an initiative to the legislature that majority Democrats passed last spring. That initiative aimed to once again allow affirmative action in public employment, contracting, and education. Opponents gathered signatures to put the issue to a public vote. Linda Yang was one of the leaders of the opposition campaign and says she's cautiously optimistic about the early results rejecting affirmative action.
If we win, that sends a signal to say, you know, people really don't want, you know, treat people differently based on their race.
Supporters of affirmative action say they are hopeful that late arriving ballots will break in their favor. Even if I-1000 is overturned, they say the issue of restoring affirmative action in Washington is not going away. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
The other statewide measure, Tim Eyman-backed Initiative 976 to limit car tabs to $30, is leading in early returns, 56-44%. I'll talk live with Austin Jenkins about the initial statewide election results later this hour at 8:45. In Seattle, things are still shaking out in seven city council races. It's hard to tell right now how much last-minute spending by business groups made a difference. More from KNKX reporter Simone Alisea.
If the numbers from last night hold, it'll be about a wash between candidates backed by the Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce with big money from Amazon and candidates without that backing. But in these district races, even margins that seem big could shift in later returns. Two out of the three incumbents are leading in their races, Lisa Herbold in West Seattle by 530 votes and Deborah Juarez on the north end by about 1,100. Kshama Sawant is trailing opponent Egan Orion in central Seattle by about 1,700 votes. Two of the four open races have pretty wide margins. Tammy Morales leads in southeast Seattle by 12 percentage points, and Alex Peterson is ahead in the northeast by 16 points. The other two races are closer. Dan Strauss leads in northwest Seattle by about 5 percentage points, while just over 200 votes separate Andrew Lewis and Jim Pugel around Queen Anne and Magnolia. Simone Alisea, KNKX News.
In the race for King County Council, newcomer Gramai Zahalai is leading longtime incumbent Larry Gossett by a wide margin. If the results hold, it would mean an end to Gossett's 25-year tenure on the council. Three other incumbents, Jean Cole Wells, Claudia Balducci, and Joe McDermott, have won re-election. In Whatcom County, the race for the open seat of county executive is a close one. Tony Larson narrowly leads Satpal Sittiu by 61 votes. For more initial results, including port and school board races, go to knkx.org.